Every month we talk about what's happening. As I pitched a little earlier in our most northern listening area, how about a bit of news from Whitehall and more? White Lake doing great things, Ludington in between. And how about you, Beth Beeman, all about the Howmet Playhouse and more? Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. It's so nice to be back here again.
You know, time flies when you're having fun.
It does. I tend to measure my life by my appearances on WGVU in the morning. I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't I just there?
Yeah.
So, but it's awesome to see you as always.
Thank you. Let's talk about the news that you have. First of all, I always ask you for a 101 on the Howmet Playhouse.
The Playhouse is doing very well. It's been a busy spring already, and we've got a couple of things coming up yet. This weekend, on the 13th and 14th, we have our White Lake Youth Theater auditions for the summer. We are doing a show called The Rememberer, which is a true story about a Native American woman who was stolen from her family and basically forced into government boarding schools. And we're doing that in conjunction with the Edward Curtis exhibit that is happening at the Muskegon Museum of Art. So it's one of our fantastic partnerships that we're excited about this summer.
Great. We have a recurring guest on the line. If you do the introduction, let's talk.
Oh, fantastic. We have Cindy Beth Davis Dykema. She's the executive director of the Muskegon Lighthouses. So she is going to be chatting with us a little bit about what's happening at the lighthouses. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ladies?
Cindy Beth?
Yes, she answered.
Can you hear me?
Thank you. Good morning. I'm so glad to hear from you this morning. I hope things are good up your way.
Life is good. The sun is shining and spring is here. I think we're all feeling a little bit more alive every day.
Fantastic. I know that things are cranking up at the lighthouse. You've got a construction project going on. You've got training coming up. And I know that the lighthouses are also doing, are in partnership with the Muskegon Museum of Art. And we just want to hear all about things that are happening up in Muskegon.
Wonderful. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I love coming on and chatting with you ladies. And I really appreciate, Shelley, that you do a focus on the North Shore, Muskegon, north up to Ludington. And things in Muskegon are great. The lighthouses are about to open. And we actually, with the Muskegon South Pier headlight, are one that is open regularly to the public. We are ready to unveil a huge safety and accessibility railing project that's been a $35,000 fundraising project. We've really had a lot of support from the community, from members, from volunteers on this. And so that will be up and ready, and it's actually underway right now, and will be ready for unveiling for our opening on May 27th, Memorial Day weekend.
I know that I have been out to the lighthouses before, and it's before we get too far into it, if you can just kind of give people direction on when you get out there, it's a little strange. You're like, am I in the right spot?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking about that, because that is one of the things that we're working hard on with regards to creating some new directional and promotional signage so that people understand that they can access the lighthouse through the way in which we request that they do. So the lighthouse that's open to the public of the two that we own down at Pier Marquette is the Muskegon South Pier headlight, and that one was constructed in 1903, and it's right alongside the Coast Guard and NOAA stations on Beach Street in Muskegon. So if people are familiar with Margaret Drake Elliott Park and the way that you come around the corner at Beach Street, it's immediately on your right-hand side before you even get to the deck that you would be parking. You can take the free parking opportunity on the beach, or you can park alongside in the free lighthouse parking as well. And then you walk past the Coast Guard station, and you see a lot of Homeland Security signs and no trespassing, which are there for good reason. But there's a pathway right through the center of those two buildings that's actually public access, and there's going to be a big lighthouse stencil repainted, thanks to our volunteers, straight through the center of those two buildings this summer. And you walk right in between the two of them, and then you are on the pier, and you can see our 48-foot conical lighthouse. So you walk on out there any Monday, Friday, or Saturday in June, and then we add Thursdays for the rest of the season. We've got some evening events, some live music, a lighthouse festival taking place, chalk art contest for kids. So there's all sorts of fun things happening out there, and people can learn about that at our website, muskegonlights.org. But the biggest thing that's going to be happening this year is that with increased hours, we really need more volunteers. So we're currently actively recruiting, and next Wednesday is a great opportunity for people to come on out to our training right there at the NOAA station. And they can come on Wednesday night from 5:30 until 7:30, take a private docent-led tour of the lighthouse, learn a little bit about the lighthouse keeping experience, some of the duties that are required, and some of the fun things that we have happening out there.
It is such a fantastic space out there. Had the opportunity to, spend some time in the lighthouse. And I know that these things don't happen on their own, and that the volunteers are so important. How many volunteers does it take to really cover that time period when you are open in the summer months?
And we always say the lighthouses would not be open at all without our volunteers, and that could not be more true. We are entirely a volunteer-run organization with regards to our tours. I'm the only part-time staff member, and that's only about 5 or 10 hours a week. So thanks to our volunteers, we are able to open up 4 or 5 shifts a week this summer, and that does take about 30 really solid volunteers. But our goal is to get up to probably 75 or 100 within the next 2 years, because we'd really like in the long term to be open 7 days a week and to start having more evening openings as well. People a lot of times are out at the pier in the evenings, and they walk by and they see the signage and they're just bummed that they can't get in. And a lot of people do ask, why aren't you open at night? But it's kind of hard to get volunteers out in the evening in the summer, as you can understand. So we're looking for people who can volunteer weekdays, weekends, just for a 4 or 5 hour shift. It's a really short time commitment. And all the people who volunteer for us are just really good souls, laid back and really fun people. And we always say, if you're someone who wants to spend your volunteer time at the beach, this is a great place to be, because you're going to be in, you know, really good company with like-minded souls.
My guess is when you are running a nonprofit, which we both do, that, you know, financial contributions are equally important, especially when you're undertaking such a large project that you're doing at the Lighthouse right now. Can you talk a little bit about that, and how would people get in touch with you?
Oh, thank you for that opportunity too. So of course, as a nonprofit, we are constantly fundraising. That is, you know, the way in which we stay alive. So through memberships, you can get really great perks and benefits as being a Michigan Lighthouse Conservancy member. Our nonprofit actually owns both the lighthouses at Pierre Marquette, but we own one in Alpena as well. And we also provide organizational and grassroots effort support for other organizations in the state who are trying to do similar work with regards to, restoring their lighthouses and opening them to the public and making them accessible. So our efforts are varied, and if you'd like to get involved and specifically support one of our 3 lighthouses, you can do so online at muskegonlights.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Muskegon South Pierhead Light or Michigan Lighthouse Conservancy, or you can just kick me an email. There are great ways to become a corporate donor. We have wonderful opportunities for private sunset tours. We offer perks of unlimited membership with unlimited access to the lighthouse and all sorts of fun things, and you can learn all about that at our website or just kick me an email, muskegonlights@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Cindy Beth, it is always lovely speaking with you, and cannot wait to catch up in person in the not too distant future, making a trip out to the lighthouses to enjoy a lovely sunset.
Yay.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, ladies, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Yeah, you're on your back porch listening to the birds?
My house is 10 acres over from my mom's, and she has the better view of Heart Lake. So I just walked over here, and I'm sitting down by the water watching sandhill cranes and Canada geese fly by.
Awesome. Wish her a happy Mother's Day. Thanks, Cindy Beth. Cindy Beth Davis Dykema, Executive Director on behalf of the Muskegon Lighthouse Conservancy, and more good things happening in the state of Michigan. All right, I'm going to have you fill Beth Beeman as I get your next guest on the line.
Sure. As always, up in the White Lake area, there's tons of things going on. One of the things I'd like listeners to just be aware of is that there is a major road project going on in the Main Street on Colby Road, but all of the businesses are accessible, as well as the Howmet Playhouse. Just follow the detour signs and you can get to our doors. We have coming up in June, before I come back on air, June 1st at the Playhouse is our 9th annual Taste of White Lake. And this is the biggest fundraiser for the Playhouse. And it is a large street fair. We have 15 food vendors, local beer and wine. Tickets in advance are $15. You come in and you get tastes of all kinds of great food. Beer and wine are a little bit extra. But it's our biggest fundraiser. We have music on the porch. It's a fantastic event that we do at the Playhouse. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I get to see all my friends and neighbors, and they all get to see theirs too. So that's on June 1st from 5 to 8.
Awesome. All right. Karen Antrim on the line. Do the introduction, if you would, Beth.
Good morning, Karen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen is an artist from Pentwater, up of our northern listening area, and she's here to talk today a little bit about the arts community up in Pentwater and their art gallery walks that they do on a monthly basis.
Take it away, Karen.
Okay. I am a co-director of Art on the Town Gallery.
at 110 South Hancock Street in Pentwater, Michigan. We are open in early May for weekends, and then all of the time, June, July, August, and September. We have a really fabulous gallery there, 28 artists, and a wide variety of media. We have just a really good time and have actually promoted the gallery to an even bigger kind of number of artists and a larger number of selection of art media. With regard to the gallery strolls, I'd like to tell you a little bit about that. The gallery strolls are sponsored by the Pentwater Arts Council, and there are a number of businesses in Pentwater that will be participating. All of these businesses will feature original artwork. Food and drink are usually available, and the dates of this these events are always the last Friday of the month during the months of June, July, and August. And the contact people are the Pentwater Arts Council, and that's just a really fun thing to do. People will get a card, and they will have all the different businesses on the little card, and the people will go from one business to another, and they will get their card stamped at the end of the time of viewing of the little business that where they're going, and then they move on to the next business and look at all the artwork and so forth that's in the galleries there or in the businesses there, and then they move to the next one, and when they've concluded, their little stamped card goes into a basket, and then the Pentwater Arts Council people draw a name, and then that person is given a little gift certificate for one of the businesses. But it's a very nice event. It really is.
That is so fantastic. I've spent quite a bit of time up in Pentwater, Karen, and there are so many wonderful businesses up there and great art. It's a wonderful arts community. Can you share with us a little bit about why the arts are so important and why they're thriving so well up in Pentwater?
Well, they're very important, and I think Pentwater, we are trying to make it a community that draws people in from outside to view the arts. And we have a number of art galleries. The Petrie Gallery is another one on Hancock Street in Pentwater. And then she also has another gallery that's on 2nd Street, which is also another gallery that she owns. And then she also provides classes. So this is a really nice situation for the arts. There are Jilly's Gallery at the end of Hancock Street is available, and there are just a number of different galleries in town, and it's a destination place for artists and also people looking for artwork to buy.
And I know that a lot of times when people hear art, they think things that are maybe inaccessible, but I know that to not be true. There's all kinds of art and all kinds of prices that people can go in and have an original piece of art to enjoy in their homes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some of the prices are very reasonable. I mean, and some of them will fit in a gift category, so you might be able to find something under $20 or under $50. And then all the way up into the thousands of dollars. And so it's very nice that way because it attracts a wider number of patrons.
Does the Arts Council up in Pentwater offer programming for students, for young people as well?
Well, actually, they have had a student art show, which was not too long ago, and the artwork was featured at Sherry Petrie's Gallery, which was on 2nd Street, and it attracted a number of young artists from Pentwater School, Hart School, I think Shelby, and several of the from the outlying community, and also the homeschool students. And so they do that kind of thing to promote the artwork before the end of the school year, right at the very end of the school year, they do that. And it's a good opportunity for kids to show their art and actually have a juried person jury their artwork, which is kind of fun.
That is so wonderful. I think that, you know, we can't do enough to promote the arts, especially in young people. If folks are interested in finding out more about Pentwater and the arts, what's the best way to get in touch with someone?
Well, I tell you what, there is a brochure that's called a visitor's guide. It's called On the Sandy Shores of Lake Michigan 2017 Visitor's Guide. And it's at www.pentwater.org. And so you can get a whole listing of all the activities that are going on during the months, starting in May and ending through October or November. And it'll tell you all the things that are going on in the community with regard to art, and then other things too as well, not all, only the arts, but other things as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Karen, and we hope to see you soon up in Pentwater.
Okay, well, I appreciate the interview. I appreciate it a lot. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Yes, good. You can join us, Karen Antrim, again, artist from Pentwater, talking about the upcoming gallery art stroll this summer, Pentwater. I know all four seasons, you share good things for us, but I don't know, Beth, the summer season's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. And there is nothing more beautiful than the lakeshore in the summertime around here.
Nice. All right, and there's nothing more fun than that Taste of White Lake, the night, Daniel.
Yeah, ninth annual. I know you were involved early on with that, Shelley, and would love to have you come back sometime and, you know.
Ask me.
I'm asking now. Come have a little pork barbecue with me or something, or maybe we can carbo load together.
That's right.
And yeah. I can watch you run.
We'll do both. Well, bottom line, the memories I do have of this event is it's fun. It's a Thursday night.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night. And I think that it was done that way traditionally in the beginning to kind of give people those weekends free. We're coming into graduation season. And, you know, we had over 400, you know, patrons and people come to the event last year. We're planning on more than that this year. It seems to grow every year, and we're excited coming into our, you know, 101st year of the Playhouse being around. So it's a good time.
Yes.
Good time.
So how does it work?
So folks come in, they can purchase tickets ahead of time at Whitehall City Hall for $15, and those advance tickets end the Monday before. You can get them for $15. After that, it's $20 at the gate. You come in, you get your plates and things like that, and you can go around as many times as you want and get tastes of White Lake. Basically, all the different restaurants and food vendors will be there. We have beer coming in from Fetch Brewery, which is our local brewery, and Lemon Creek Winery will be there. It's just a great thing. It's tons of fun. Mike Snell will be on the porch playing music. It's just a good time.
And you want the weather to cooperate. I think the couple times I was involved, the weather was cooperating. Oh, beautiful afternoon.
Knock on every piece of wood that you've got. We hope that it does. So
yes.
Tons of fun.
All right. Okay, good. So Thursday, June 1st, best way to get tickets for that?
You can contact us at Whitehall City Hall, which is at 405 East Colby, or you can get them at the gate.
And again, it is a benefit for the Haumette Playhouse, so it's kind of a no-brainer not to be the answer. Okay, so we talked lighthouses, we talked Pentwater. We're going to talk about Ludington next week. I think there's a pretty cool thing going on downtown. So we depend upon you, Beth, to bring us this news.
Well, thank you very much. I love doing this segment with you.
Great. Thanks. We'll catch you in June. After your Taste of White Lake and more. Beth Beeman on behalf of the Haumette Playhouse and our Northern Arts Shore Arts Corridor segment. Thanks, buddy.